531.
Through language and culture. Tararo Akol through the Ministry of Education is a 10-week Pacific parent education program that equips and empowers parents, families and communities with skills, knowledge and confidence they need to champion their children's education. Each week on Pacific Breakfast, our two expert and passionate educators will take us through a new topic. Tararo Akol will also be presented on each of our language programs by affluent Pasifika speakers. We welcome back again our amazing educators, Carl Vassal, principal at Rowandale School, Manurewa, and Sinapi Taiao, a whānau head maths teacher at Nainai College in Lower Hutt. Last week, Carl and Sinapi talked about family routines and goal setting, and this morning's Talanoa will be on family time management plan. As always, please put all your questions or write them down in the comment section for the team to answer. Thanks, Carl. Auntie Nappi, we'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, Brian. Noa ia, everybody, and welcome from the beautiful Manurewa. Where's my friend?
Noa ia, Māori, everybody, from the beautiful paradise of the Hutt Valley.
Yes, I remember I used to live in an area down in the Hutt Valley called first of all, when I moved to Wellington years ago, I lived in Stokes Valley and then, you know, the Vegas. And then I moved to T-Town, Taita. And Taita was the best place in the world to live. Beautiful mountains, the hills. So whereabouts in Lauha do you live, Miss Sinapi?
Funny you mention that. I'm actually in Stokes, Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a great place to live. Lower Hutt, it's a very mixed multicultural place to live in New Zealand. So very cool. And so, yeah, so today, fantastic started yesterday, the Rotuman Language Week. Unfortunately, we're not at school to reinforce this, but you know, I'm sure schools around New Zealand are making sure that they incorporate it into their learning plans for their children. And we had to ask Brian this morning, you know, the proper pronunciation, because that guy can speak 25 different languages, and of how to say the greeting in Rotuma. It's a beautiful language, very unique, it sounds similar to other Pacific languages. So I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more. What is there anything happening down your way for Rotuma Language Week, Sinapi?
Well, yeah, I'm out of touch as well, like, because, you know, teaching from home, so I'm sure. I mean, there will be events and celebrations throughout the week via social media and platforms. So, yeah, I guess. But do you know any Rotuman people?
Yeah, so we've got one teacher aide and we've got two children at our school. Their mum emailed me and said that was the case. So, yeah, and of course I met some when I used to teach in Fiji. So, yeah, they're beautiful people. Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one good friend. She's a teacher as well. So, Kajana, Noia, shout out to you. Hope you're listening.
Nice. Excellent. And so, we better start here because it's about time management. And,
yes, it is.
It fits along nicely with the other topics that we've shared with families already in this Tananao Ako process and program. So, we've looked at already goal setting and routines. We've looked at what a healthy, happy, safe learning environment will look like at home. And so it's important for us to have a look at what time management looks like from a Pasifika perspective. I remember, and I was telling Sinapi last night, I remember watching an episode of Peppa Pig. And Peppa Pig and her family pulled up to this roadblock and they were fixing the road. And Peppa Pig's dad, Mr. Pig, goes, Mr. Bull, when will the road be open? And Mr. Bull turns to Mr. Peppa Pig's dad and goes, the road will be open when it is open. And I think that is the biggest Pasifika example of time management. We will be there when we are there. It will be finished when it is finished. And I thought Mr. Bull must be part Polynesian or Pacific. So, you know, time management for a lot of Pasifika, that Pasifika time or, you know, island time is real. And I think if you look at it, we have to think about how can we take that kind of concept and put it into New Zealand concept for our children and for our families. I know that at the moment, for me personally, time management, I'm a very on-time kind of guy. And it's all about when the sun comes up, what I have to do, who I have to talk to. I breed budgies. So the moment that the first sunlight comes up, they start to make noise. So I've got over 40 budgies. And so I need to be out there. And it's the best time for them to eat. That's when they're really healthy. And so for me, being out there, preparing the food and the day before is really important. So that's one thing that I know that I do time management. So Nappi, what do you have to, what does time management look like in your house in Stokes Valley?
Yeah, well, for us, we have a weekly planner, which I'll go into depth later on in the show. I have so many, like, I guess, calendars, you know, diaries, the calendar on my phone to use. So, you know, we do have the tools to help us manage our time. Well, as we last week, we were talking about goals, and my goal for this month is to try and be more healthy. And so I'm taking part in this 30-day healthy living program. And, you know, part of that is planning your meals. So Sundays are the days to, you know, plan my meal for the week so that I stick to, you know, my goal and not steer away from, you know, not be tempted by what the rest of the family are eating. So, yeah, that's just a good example in my life. And another challenge that I'm doing, another goal, is that I'm trying to walk 300 kilometers this month. So that involves, if you break it up, that's 10 kilometers a day, you know, and that's doable. You know, you can just split it into 2 5K sessions or whatever. However, yesterday, tell you what, yes, it was Mother's Day yesterday. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I woke up early, made my mum breakfast, you know, prepared this beautiful breakfast, and only for her to tell me that she was fasting. So, you know, like, again, there was a lack of communication there. So I had missed my morning routine, you know, my morning routine of going for my 10K walk to prepare my mum this beautiful breakfast that my niece and nephew ended up eating. So, so yeah, those are just some examples of how I'm managing my time at the moment. So the reason why I do my walks in the mornings is that it frees up my time in the afternoon for, you know, being a teacher, you're always expected in the last minute to attend a meeting or, you know, attend to students that need that one-on-one help. So, yeah, I want to free up my time for them.
Nice. And I think, you touch on a really important point, and that is that if the majority of the time, we're going to use time a lot today, the majority of the time, people are late or people don't stick to time because of things that were unplanned and things that came into a program where it was a surprise or others weren't aware of. And so it's really important when we start talking about what this looks like for a primary, intermediate, and a secondary school setting for us to really seriously understand what time management and how it applies to what we're talanoing today about. So in a secondary setting, Sinapi, why is time management really important for children that are from, say, years 9 to years 13? Why is it important?
Yeah, so, you know, the school system is structured where students have to meet deadlines for their homework or assessments. So for NCEA, for example, for years 11 to 13, students are given what's called an assessment guideline, which has the dates of all the assessments outlined from January or February to November. So it's important that right now NCA is a little bit more flexible, but in the past, you know, if you don't meet the deadline, you are in trouble. And so I guess you just need to, you need to communicate with your teachers if there are some unforeseen issues that are out of your control that you weren't able to meet those deadlines. But generally, that's there to help you plan ahead, plan your school life. Yeah. Mm. Because I believe, you know, your assessment dates should be top priority. Mm. And everything else falls under that or works around that.
And so deadlines and being able to manage your time is really important at high school and for those children. What are some of the things that you think get in the way of children at high school meeting these deadlines or being on time? And you know, let's be honest about this. What are the things that really concern some teachers or schools in relation to, like you said earlier, making sure there's priorities? So what gets in the way of our kids succeeding with time management?
Yeah, particularly with our kids, I guess this starts from the home. You know, there are these expectations that we have all these different other responsibilities, such as, you know, family, church, events, and sometimes, you know, our extracurriculars can get, if you do too many of that, it can get in the way of you completing an assessment that's due like next week. I guess I'll use myself as an example. You know, growing up in the E Whakasa church, it's full on, like there's something on every day. There's besses, like choir practice, there's Sunday school, there's housey, you know, and just those, I mean, these are real events that happen in our children's lives. So I guess for my upbringing, I'm grateful that my parents actually prioritized our education. Like they said, you know, the church, the family, they'll always be there, but school, you know, this is your moment for school. So you got to make the most of it, get the most out of it. And so I'm grateful to my parents for instilling that in us, for prioritizing our school, prioritizing education. And that's what I feel our people should do too, you know? Mm. If say last week we talked about goal setting and the goal was, yep, I want to get my NCA level one, then what events that are happening in your family are aligning to support that goal? You know, you say, yep, I want to do this, I want my child to succeed and all this stuff. But okay, so then, yeah, bring it back to the home, bringing back to your family time management, family goals, family planning. What are you doing to support your child's goals?
Nice. Yeah. And I suppose alongside that, one of the biggest issues we're dealing with in not just primary but secondary schools is student lateness and punctuality. Oh. And absence. And I think that it sets children off on the wrong path in relation to their value of being somewhere when they're supposed to be there. And it's important that if school starts at 9 o'clock, you're not dropping them off at 1 minute to 9, because that just means that it creates anxiety in the child because they already know, oh my goodness, I'm late. I've had no time to prepare. And it goes right back to making sure that your day is planned out, that your times are set. And we're not saying for you to get your kid here at 7:30 when the cleaners are here, but we're asking parents to be investing, like Sinapi's parents, prioritizing for their children. It's important that you also set aside every day time for your child to do their work. That is absolutely unnegotiable, but it's negotiated with the child. So you set up a time. They say, okay, this is what I want to do this month. Okay, I'll make sure I support you to do that. But it can't be moved, but it can be flexible. So there are things maybe you need to shift. But if you show your child that this is the dedicated time, I can remember way back in the 90s when I was doing my school C. My mum shipped me off to my nana's house. My nana was so good. Like I went in my room and then I had this timetable that I would outline which subjects I would study throughout the day. And every day, no joke, 10 o'clock, my morning tea was there. 12:30, my lunch was there. 1:45, my afternoon tea. And then at 5 o'clock, Nana would come give me a kiss and say, in the lounge, that's enough for today. You know, and that kind of investment, we were fortunate. She was a beautiful Samoan Tongan Nana. who had lovely experiences and opportunities in her life. So she was able to do that. But if we can make sure that we allocate the support, don't just say to your child, like Sanapi's parents would say, right, we invest in you, but go and mow the maumanga. Or yeah, we invest in you, but go around to auntie's house to wash their roof. Those things are important as well, but they need to be timetabled in. Those things teach our children valuable lessons of service, of giving back. But when we have to prioritize our learning for our kids and our achievement and their future, you need to be serious about it. Would you agree, Sanapi?
Yes, definitely. Yep.
Nice. So what's an example of an activity, Sanapi, that our family could do to, and because I saw your flash little plan, so share us through one way that a family could sit down and get better at time management.
Well, first, you know, you can, each household should have a calendar. Now, this calendar I actually got for free from New World. Thank you, New World, Stokes Valley. That they gave out for free at the beginning of the year. So, you know, if you don't have a calendar, ask your supermarkets. Yeah, at the moment, my May calendar is looking pretty empty as it's still, you know, beginning of May. However, I'll give you an example of, April. So what you want to do is you want to color code, actually put all the family's events on the calendar, okay? Whatever event they have, whether it be for church, whether it be family lotto in the evenings for a birthday, or family quiz night on Zoom. What else? And see, I've even got in the red there on the 20th Talanoa Ako radio show. You know, so those kind of things you should put on the calendar. Now, depending on how many are in your family, it'd be easy to color code. So maybe one color for the adults and another color for the children, or a separate color for each person, so that you know what everyone is up to. So that's just for the month. If you don't have a calendar handy, you know, you can easily just draw this up yourself and just copy in the dates. Surely you all have a phone on your a calendar on your phone you can copy out on piece of paper. The reason why we want a physical copy of it is so that everyone can visually see it, and that it usually go well on your fridge or wherever, a common area for your family. That's a monthly calendar. And then I have here a weekly planner. Okay. So as you can see, it's, I'll just show you Monday. So between 6:30 and 8, I should be going on my Monday walk, all right? And then between 8:20 and 8:50, I've got the show, the Talanoa Ako. And then 9 o'clock, I've got my staff briefing. So that's just my morning for the Monday. As you can see over here, from Saturday, my nephew said, "Is Sarah is sleeping with Nana?" I don't know why. He must have like just helped himself to my planner when he saw it. Didn't even see that. That's just an example. Just some tools that could help.
Nice. Yeah. And it's to avoid the surprises, eh? So like you say, for example, and you know, one of the best traits of a Pacific person is to ambush you with other knowledge. So, you know, you could do the biggest thing, like say, "Dad, we've got a surprise birthday for you." Oh, and then, you know, what you always expect it. Your dad will turn around and go, "Well, I didn't know what was happening. So I organized to go out with my friends." You know, that kind of, that mentality that we have that we just ambush. And so if you want to avoid the ambush, or, "Oh, my mum's fasting," you make sure that everything's visible and you make that time to sit down and go, "Oh, this is what was happening. This is how we can look after each other. This is what we can do to support each other." Because, hey, let's face it, if we've been really good today, the Prime Minister will be making an announcement. And that announcement will be, hopefully, that we will be moving to level 2. And the level 2 restrictions are a little bit different. The expectation is that every child and every member of staff come back to schools, because the school should be open. and that the only people that to stay away are those that are in quarantine or high-risk people that their doctors have said can stay away. And so it's important now we start practicing these routines, because I know lots of children have been going to bed late. I know lots of children have been waking up whenever they wake up, just like, you know, Mr. Bull. And so you need to get them back into the routine. And if anything, start practicing that routine this week. Time management is so important. So come Monday, whatever the result, your child will either be coming back to school or will be keeping on in level three. And whatever that looks like, we need to make sure that our kids are aware of those time management things. Making sure that, you know, it's visible, like Sinapi said, in the hallway, on the fridge, in the lounge, even on the back of the door of the toilet, because that is a place where we stare sometimes quite a lot, and it's so cool to see. Nowadays, we stare at our phones in the bathroom, so why not stick something else up there, or a joke, or a theme for the week, or the most important event you can put up there. Even if your event calendar has one thing on it, it's important that everybody will be there on time for that talanoa. Once again, this is another example of how you can grow the connection and the relationships in your home. One reason for you to come together on a certain day or certain days and go, what's important in everybody's week this week? And then starting to appreciate that. So, time management. Yeah, we've done really well today, haven't we, Sinapi?
Yeah, we have. How are we doing?
Nice. It's a nice quick session today, everybody. Yeah. But please tune in. So once again, happy Mother's Day, happy Rotu Monday, and please tune in 4 o'clock today. The Prime Minister will be making a really important message. It'll be a great time to practice your time management skills. So you let everybody in your house know, sitting on the couch, listening to the Honourable Jacinda Ardern at 4 o'clock to listen to her announcement. Next week, we've got pathways. So if you stick to your goals, you stick to your routines, you stick to your time management, and you have a happy, safe home, we're going to see where you can go in your life. So, but without further ado, Sinapi, you have a great week.
You too.
Always good to see a beautiful flower on your face from from Stokes Valley. Everybody out there, thank you for tuning in. Questions down below, please, or personal message us if you're too shy. We haven't had any questions for the last 2 weeks, so we must be doing an amazing job, or no one understands us. But we enjoy doing this because we love to give back. Yeah. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, ngā mihi nui ki a koutou katoa. Later, ball.
A very big thank you once again to Carl Vassal, Principal Rowandale School, Manurewa, and Sinapi Taiao, Whānau Head, Maths Teacher, Nainai College, Lower Hutt. Thank you both for your time this morning, or Faexia. There you go, you can practice that. That's thank you in Rotuman, Faexia. And we'll look forward to your company next week when we'll be talking, as you said, Carl, pathways. Awesome. Bless you guys and have a great week. Thank you.